The joyous three-note chord echoed inside Terran's head. The tune seemed to warm his body. Two words repeated again and again. Terramar. Reunion. He turned in place in the center of the chamber, alight with shades of amber, blue, and green. His gaze caught the singers Diani and Layson, wide-eyed, in shock. And Ani was crouched at the base of the green Onyala stone's pedestal, her head buried in Kayla's fur. "There are stones on Terramar." Diani's voice carried both skepticism and wonder as she stared at her Pericha stone. A six-tone harmony answered a resounding yes in Terran's head. Everyone else in the room seemed to hear it, and even Kayla wagged his tail in excitement. Terran noticed that all three of the blades flashed in concurrence with the now iridescent stones. Ani lifted her head and smiled at him. He realized her eyes matched the green of the Onyala stone almost perfectly, and he wondered if a person's eye color had anything to do with the color of their stone. Diani's irises could have been considered amber in their deep honey color, flecked with brown and gold. He took steps towards Layson, curious to see if her eyes were the same shade of summer sky blue as the Kitta stone. Not an exact match, but they were indeed blue.
He knew his eyes were blue and wondered what shade of blue his stone might be.
He immediately couched that thought with a hint of hesitancy. It was completely out of context with what happened over the last hour. "It is not a requirement they match, Singer. Some of us are colors perhaps not possible in your species, and we would not want to limit our choices."
Though the musical voice was warm and comforting,
it was unnerving to hear something in his head that had not come through his ears. "Who said that?"
He looked around the chamber at the confused expressions on everyone's faces.
They all shook their heads. They evidently had not heard. "I, Pericha, answer the balance's question." Diani chuckled. Did one of the stones sing to you, Terran?
Terran tipped his head, rubbed a hand across the stubble on his scalp, covered his confusion with a grin.
I guess so. "I wondered if I am to be a stone singer, would my stone be the color of my eyes?" "What was the answer?" Diani asked, smiling. He repeated what he'd heard, but he was having trouble believing that a stone had spoken to him alone. "So you all really didn't hear the comment?" Diani's smile widened. She explained that the singers typically only heard what the stone sang if it was directed at them. Diani admitted she used to think it was rare that a stone would communicate with any other than their own singer. Now, she was not so sure.